This is John D. Callahan presenting Science and Christianity, copyright 2002, Faith and Reason Ministries, on the web at www.faithreason.org. The Bible is the greatest book ever written. It contains the writings of great men of God who were largely inspired by him. However, like any other document, it is not absolutely perfect, and in some places it is badly flawed. The Bible can be used as evidence to help us understand reality, but reality cannot be defined by the Bible. Observation and experimentation, in addition to divine revelation, are the keys man uses to unlock the secrets of the universe. The dimensions of the physical universe are staggering indeed. Our galaxy alone, the Milky Way, is composed of 100 billion stars. The Sun is only one of them. We know that the universe consists of at least 100 billion other diverse galaxies. The universe is between 10 to 20 billion years old, and our solar system is 5 billion years old. The diameter of the Milky Way is 100,000 light years. That of the known universe is billions of light years. These scientific facts are questioned by few men. The spiritual universe must be interpreted in light of our knowledge of the physical universe. The evidence clearly shows Jesus to be exactly who he claimed to be, the only Son of God, and as such, God incarnate. God always existed and is the supreme being and creator. God created the universe, but it is perverted and contains evil. This can only be explained satisfactorily by understanding the nature of the created spiritual universe. The angels are far more numerous, old, and powerful than we ever imagined. They were created before any of the physical universe, and Satan's fall was truly profound. It affected the entire universe at a very deep and fundamental level. The creation story found in Genesis is, for the most part, not correct. Rather, the earth is 4.5 billion years old, and life began in the seas billions of years ago with very primitive forms. These forms slowly evolved into the wide variety of plants and animals we see today. Many, many animals evolved, lived, and then became extinct. Man evolved over the last few million years from tree-dwelling apes who began to live in the ground. Man's intelligence has allowed him to dominate the earth. In light of all the evidence considered so far, we're now in a better position to understand man's true spiritual identity in the universe. Man is not the center and highest work of all God's creation. Besides the glorious angelic beings, intelligent life most likely has developed or will develop somewhere in the vastness of the universe over the eons of time. Mankind is part of a great universe caught in the middle of a titanic spiritual conflict between God and Satan, good and evil. Since the conflict is so fundamental, we are to a large degree basically perverted, in darkness, and under Satan's control beyond our ability to understand. Despite this, God has provided a way for us to be right with him and inherit eternal life. He came in the form of the man, Jesus Christ, nearly 2,000 years ago. Jesus died upon the cross as payment for our sins. True belief in Jesus involves repentance from sin and brings the personal presence and power of God into a human being's life. It also brings forgiveness, eternal life, and the solution to man's dilemma upon the earth. This has been John D. Callahan presenting Science and Christianity. Visit us on the web at Faith and Reason Ministries at www.faithreason.org.